to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. It'd been too long, stuck in silent tunnels, dark nights that seemed to last for weekends, wandering in a dream that wasn't mine. It had to end. I said it to myself so many times. Softly, decisively, persuasively, pleadingly, playing myself by playing into the delusion that it's all behind me and I've been bathing in sunlight since I saw you last. I have become the bride of a mountain, determined never to stray, never to scale to the ground and see the world for what it was. There was nothing for me down there, nothing at all, until I fell, toppling towards the waiting world, no longer stuck in the station or struggling to scale my obstacles. I was hurtling towards humankind's greatest enemy, losing control of my mind and my heart with every hurried, heated conversation. As I fell from heaven's hands, I hung my hopes on a dream of somebody else, and I knew that it had ended. Relief is a strange taste. I was listening to a song. It's called Satellite. It's really cute. I heard it on a radio mod on Fallout, because I have loads of different radio mods on, like, those are the only mods I really use apart from my one to get rid of rad scorpions, obviously, because I like to have a bit of variety with my music and, you know, and stuff like that. So it's a really cute song and it's really lovely and we stan. I was on the train, I was listening to that, and I had this moment where I realised that this person that I was very in love with and very sad because things didn't work out, I hadn't really thought about them for a while. And I just thought, oh, well, that's nice. Oh, that's fabulous. Look at you getting over someone that you cried about and thought you never would. You did it, girl. And I don't know. And I just felt this kind of weird, like, joyful, like, oh, thank God for that feeling. And I don't know what it was about that song that made me think about it, because that song was not, you know, anything related to them. And that moment wasn't either. I wasn't in a particular place or anything like that. It wasn't a special day. There was nothing that reminded me of them, but I just suddenly thought about them and I thought, it's okay that it didn't work out. I'm happy. It's fine. It just sort of occurred to me like this weird epiphany. I don't know. And I felt good about it. You know, it's like, it's okay. I'm fine now. I never thought I would be, you know, in the moment I thought, oh my God, this is it. This is my life. It's over. I can't do this anymore. I can't live without her, and I can't carry on. I'll never love again. Do I love again? I don't know. but I could, you know, probably. I don't know. I feel all right with that. In other news, because it's now after Easter, I did it. I succeeded. I was nice to myself. There was no self-loathing for the entirety of Lent. We fucking did it, gang. Love that for us. When I normally finish Lent, I will sort of, like, when I give up alcohol, for example, like, on Easter Monday, I literally just got drunk because I was like, I have deprived myself and now I want it all. I don't feel like that with this. But then again, I suppose that's what happens when you know, you kind of give up something like that. Like, I don't, it's like it's kind of changed my mindset. And I've kind of learned to be nicer to myself and to be more forgiving and more full of love for myself than I was before. And I think that's helpful. Personally, I think that's going to be good for me. I feel good about that, and I feel like I've achieved something. I mean, some people might not think so, but I don't care, because I do think I did. So, and I think it's a good next step to my year-long resolution. So I feel pretty good about it. Pretty good about everything, actually. It's not bad. It's quite good. I like it. Thank you for listening to Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com, or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier Patreon supporters, Amanda, Kylie, Melissa, Anna, Sam, Katie, Christina, Josie, Gary.